Our first call to share from New Life Live is with Chris Williams, Dr. Jackie Mack Harris, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. They're weighing in on Maria's question, how do I know if my husband is a narcissist? Dr. Sherry Keffer follows the call with a discussion on boundaries. Don't we all need them?
We're going to go right back to the phones. We're going to talk to Maria in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on WBYN. Maria, how's it going today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now that you're with us, tell us what's going on and how we can help you.
Well, thank you for taking my call. My question is, after 30 years of marriage, how do I know if I'm married to a narcissist?
Well, let me ask you the question. What's inside of you, or what you are you experiencing that makes that a question for you?
I'm confused.
Okay.
I'm constantly feeling like my head is spinning as to what just happened. Something will happen. I will question what happened, and it comes right back at me. Well, I did this and I did that. And
so Maria, if you were to bring up an issue of concern to your husband, what you experience is that issue will either get flipped back on you, or that you will be questioned about your experience of the issue. Is that correct?
It usually starts by flipping it back on me.
Okay.
And then I get upset. And then the next response is, well, see how irrational and overreactive you are. This is the problem. You always flip out.
Okay. Maria, so when you bring something to him, you're upset and you have in mind what's gone on. And you tell him, and his response to you is kind of defensive, and he's telling you all the things that you do, and now it's something you must have made, that if you hadn't done that, this wouldn't have happened. And then you said you're upset. When you're upset, is this like yelling and screaming, dysregulated? Can you hear his answer if he were to give you a clear, straight answer, or are you at that point so flooded that you need a particular answer?
It takes more than that to get me flooded.
Okay.
And flown off the handle. My first reaction is, we need to talk about what just happened or what happened yesterday. I don't like what happened because of XYZ. I don't think it was fair that you, ABC. Well, that's just your opinion. Well, that's the way you see it, but that's wrong, because that's not what happened. I'm told I'm wrong. I'm told I'm stupid.
So this is what I would say, Maria, and I am I'm absolutely heartbroken that this is happening to you. There's a term out there. It's called DARVO, DARVO. And DARVO is a form of psychological abuse. So the D stands for deny the behavior. So when you go to confront someone, like you go to talk to him about this issue, ABC, whatever, D is deny the behavior. Okay. He denies it. A is attack the one who's confronting you. R is reverse. V is victim and offender. O is offender. So it's deny the behavior, attack the one that's confronting you, and reverse the victim and the offender role. So you end up being the one that's the biggest offender. He goes into the victim position where he gets power. Now, because of that psychological abuse, we get really spun out. And you can begin to feel very confused. You can begin to question your own reality. You begin to question what just happened. You begin, it impacts your self-image. It actually can cause you to become more depressed. It actually can cause you to isolate, pull away. And you can become very, very weary.
And you asked, how do you know if you're married to a narcissist? I think a more important question is, what do you need to be okay? Because whether he's a narcissist or not, you've got to figure out a way to take care of you in this situation. And we wouldn't be able to diagnose him, but I can tell you that Google can probably give you a list of criteria and you can check them off as you're experiencing them. Are you by any chance in therapy? Do you have someone that you meet with regularly that you can talk about and process this?
I pursued it as far as finding someone and setting up an appointment, and because of the financial, I had to convey that I was going, and he said, well, it's good because you're obviously mentally ill, so it'll do you a lot of good. Didn't go.
No, no, no. Don't. Yeah, well, that's where he trips you up. He took your opportunity from healing away from you by making you think you're crazy. And you were like, well, no, go and let him pay for it.
So Maria, there is this definitely DARVO thing going on, this denial, attack, reverse victim offense.
It's abuse.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's relational and psychological abuse.
Absolutely. And as a result, there's this other term, gaslighting, which is there to question your reality. And DARVO is his playbook. Okay. This is damaging to you, damaging to the relationship, and is the crisis that you feel that it is. And so, to Jackie's point, I think you need to keep going on your healing and health journey. Yeah. And then learn to set boundaries. We're going to send you a copy of The Emotionally Destructive Marriage by Leslie Vernick. That's going to really help open your eyes to what's really going on. But you need people around you to strengthen you and to encourage you and lead you through this emotional abuse that you are experiencing.